Oh, did you hear that?
I did.
Whoa, shit. Hey, guys. All right.
Hello.
Greetings. Been a minute.
Welcome once more to the Ruby Discourse.
A very special episode. I'm Turtle.
This is Ramp over here.
Hi, Ramp. All right. So, Ramp, thank you for being down for this.
No, you know it.
Go on.
I said, oh, you know it.
Oh, I did. Well, thank you nonetheless. So, I wanted to talk about something that wasn't Dominion. I don't know, but we're just gonna do this, I guess. So I wanted to talk about today. I've been thinking about art. We did an episode on art at one point.
You we know, did.
And so this is like totally unprecedented. This is like art to the second art episode or whatever.
Yeah. You know, clowns to this.
What'd you say?
Clowns to whatever this is.
Yes, well, so we talked a lot about, or we talked some about, you know, the art sort of around like the community and stuff, and like, you know, but I sort of wanted to, I was thinking about like, you know, the art that, you know, Dominion that we do in the Discord and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Discord is short for the Discord.
Yes.
Yeah, the Discord.
The cord. Yeah, we say this all the time out loud.
It's an apostrophe S. Yeah, exactly. We're talking fast. You know, we've got places to be. So
yeah.
Anyways, apostrophe S-C-O-R-D. Scored. Anyways, but you know that kind of stuff, which Crepus, you know, was a great practitioner thereof, and now he's moved on stuff. To greener pastures.
He pops up sometimes.
I think he practices art other places.
I like to believe.
You know, someone said he was in a Magic the Gathering thing. It's fine. He can move on.
Yeah.
Live his life. But anyways, the point is, but like, you know, so I was thinking the day about art, about modern art, I guess, mm-hmm. You know, and
you told me to remind you about Joyce.
Yeah, we're going to talk about James Joyce. So I'm not a Joyce scholar. My Same. Girlfriend is, actually. But I've learned some things by osmosis, but
yes.
Irish literature is never my specialty. But we're gonna get there in a second. Thank you for reminding me. But okay, but yeah, I was thinking about art, you know, and like and sort of we're in art's sort of a weird place, and I wanted to talk about this stuff. So something that occurred to me was like, you know, like, well, you can tell there's not a lot of art going on right now, through a lot of conventional channels, and you're right,
yeah.
You know, movies are bad. We can all agree on that, right?
Largely not good.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, by and large, like, you know, the Scorsese, like, you know, looks at Marvel, like, this isn't cinema, and he's right.
It's rich people getting richer.
Yeah. So we're going to get there. We're going to get there, you know. But, like, the same is true as far as I can tell, like, painting and stuff, you know. Here's the thing. There is art being made of a very specific kind. Like, you know, like, yeah. There's art happening all over the internet, like all the time. People are constantly, and it really does have like the character of graffiti, like, you know, like memes, yes. Or what used to be called image macros.
Mm-hmm. Like, back in the day, that's what we called them.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Exact font, my dude.
Ah, you know, fucking like advice dog and shit. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Yes. Well, you know, and it's ephemeral, you know,
but it's beautiful.
Well, we're going to get there. But it's like graffiti. It has a graffiti-like quality. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well,
it's vulgar. It's anonymous.
Yeah.
Right? You know, there's a lot
rebellious.
Of it. There's an enormous amount of it. It's often rude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but anyways, okay. But here's the thing. Joyce. Joyce. So I think this is in the Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man, which is one of his it precedes like Ulysses and what's the other one? I think it's Wake. Portrait as a Young Man, Joyce, I think this is where it is. Joyce outlines like sort of an idea of art, a philosophy of art.
Okay.
All right. So in Joyce's reading, art has three categories.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's pornographic art.
Of course.
There's didactic art.
Right.
And there's proper art.
Proper art. Oh, well.
Okay. All right. So here's the thing about pornographic art, right? In Joyce's.
Pays the bills.
Well, here's the thing about porn. Listen. pornographic art includes erotica, pornography, sure, but it's art that is designed to inspire desire or lust in you.
Okay.
Right. Pornography, definitely, but also advertising.
That's right. That makes my mind jump when you said that. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. There you go. Perfect. Yeah. You know, you look at the point of an ad is, oh, I want to drive that car.
So right. you put those sunglasses on and off, and they live.
Yes. Yeah. Well. Yeah. Well. Anyways. The other one. The Instagram photography.
Okay.
Is pornographic art. You know, it's designed to inspire desire.
The fear of missing out.
Sure, but like you know, like you look at the vacation. You know, when you're supposed to look at and feel envy for, desire for. You know what I mean? Like envy is a form of frustrated desire.
Let me get this out right here. I've never been on Instagram.
Fine. Well, Facebook.
Same.
Oh Jesus! Really?
I've never had a Facebook account. It's just insanely toxic.
That's true. I haven't had a Facebook in like 10 years for the same reason.
But. You know that thing when people will be like, wow, check out this, smell this. It smells terrible and rotten. And I realized one day, like, I don't have to smell that. I can just say, cool.
Yeah. Well, yes. Yeah, so
want to go on this website where a bunch of people are trying to make you feel jealous. Right. I'm like, no, I'm good.
But so pornographic art is, you know, is in pictures, whatever, art design designed to make you feel attraction to the thing that's being done. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very well.
Didactic art is the opposite.
Okay.
Didactic art is designed to make you feel revulsion.
Your posts.
Oh, wow. All right. Good night, everybody. Good night, everybody. Farewell. This has been the Ruby Discourse. No, but you know.
Lamb dunk.
Uncalled. Looks like a war cry. I haven't fucking like.
Reps. Stop it. That's art right there, my friend.
Saw you. I would talk to you like over like voice to voice in like 6 months. Jesus Christ. Anyways, cannibal.
Pull it in the chamber. I pull the trigger.
Fine. So be it. So be it.
Didactic art. Go on.
Didactic art is designed to make you feel revolted, right? You know, the classic example is Goofus and Gallon.
Yes.
Right. You know, or political cartoons. Mm-hmm. Right. You know, they're designed to make you feel. You know.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. Yeah.
He's a bad president. Pee pee poo poo. Whatever that.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You're like, oh, this is gross. I don't want to be. You know what I mean? Playing. You know what I mean? Like, you know.
I mean, some people do some really good work with that. Trying to think of the name of the guy, Jewish cartoonist who does like these extreme grotesqueries of
Eli Valley. I want to.
That's the one.
Eli Valley. Well, here's the thing. No, now hear me. So I'm going here. You know, okay. like I've been thinking about the similarity of the meme to the idea or the image macro to the political cartoon, mm-hmm. right? The similarity of the form, you know, and you know, and how it kind of dovetails with. I mean, like you know, but hold on. Okay, so we're gonna get the so didactic is kind of the focus of the evening. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna come back here.
All right.
Yeah, okay. So those. Then you have proper art. Proper art is a third category of art. And Joyce describes it as having to do with the sublime.
All right. Sublime clowning. Go on.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Sublime clowning. Yeah. Shit like your posts.
Like my posts.
Did that work?
Yes, my posts are fantastic. I'm glad more people are noticing.
Shit, you should be devastated. You should be devastated by that. All right, fuck it, whatever. Anyways, you win. Fine. Anyways, sorry.
if we post this up on the internet, it's gonna be like snuff film. I just murdered you.
Oh, whatever. Fine. We're playing that. They're playing that on the internet already.
That's true.
But anyways, what's it called? So proper as sublime and gracious, whatever. Mm-hmm. I would probably use different language, but I agree with his thrust. You know, proper art, you know, is concerned about things other than making you feel disgust or arousal. You know, or does that make sense?
It does.
You know, if I were another kind of artist, a kind I sort of find annoying, but I would talk about the human condition. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Since I'm the kind of artist that I am, I guess, you know, I'm interested, you know, I would say something about truth or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, you know,
yeah.
or God, because I'm religious and I believe that art is about religious truth in a certain level, blah, blah, and we don't worry about it. But so we're not proper art is harder to talk about, but proper art is easily defined by, it's not designed to do either of those things.
All right.
Does that make sense? That's what distinguishes it from advertising, you know, and that kind of stuff. And on one hand, and on the other hand, like, you know, like moralistic sort of
thoughts. Greeds.
Yeah. Or polemic even. You know what I mean? Like, you know, okay, great. Polemics are often didactic. You know what I mean? Cautionary tales.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Okay, great. So I've been thinking about, like, you know, like sort of the tenor of the tone of a lot of this art, you know, like, you know, and I think I'm sort of, this idea is sort of half baked.
Or
baking it right now.
Excellent. We're in the kitchen.
Yeah, in real time. Thank you. Yeah. You know, but like, so there's this term. I was talking to Rat earlier. I told you, Rat, my student, is an artist, and he's making all this shit. We're talking about art, and he and I have been looking at there's a series of like little art video games that they're very short and easy to play. And I think they're all free. It's the Of the Killer series. The first one is Drool of the Killer, the Voice of the Killer, Hand of the Killer. They're like half an hour each.
All right.
Anyways, the most recent one, Flesh of the Killer, came out a few days ago, and I was like, oh. Anyways, neo-moralism. It pops up in this little thing as like the name of a fictional artistic movement, but I was like, that's a really whatever. So here's the thing. Okay. So the thing about the goofus and gallant shit.
Yeah.
Is it's like kind of the primary mode of discourse.
Oh yeah.
Do you know what I mean? On the internet right now.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah. Like, but the thing is everybody's doing
it. Mm-hmm.
Right. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like the fascists.
Highlighting idiots.
What'd you say?
Highlighting what you perceive to be a, you know, bunch of look at these posts.
Yeah, it's didactic art. You know what I mean? Like, you know, according to Joyce's framing,
mm-hmm. right? It's fear mongering. Yeah. Looking under didactic.
Yeah, well, it's designed to make you feel disgust.
Yeah,
right. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, you know, like the fascists have their version. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, oh man, you want to be this weak soy boy, or do you want to be this powerful white man? You know what I mean?
Yes.
You know. And like, you know, and so it's just it's fascinating. Neo, you know, like you know, like even though they're in opposed political valences, you know, like the work of like you know, Matt Borge or Matty Lipansky,
yeah,
who are both for the NIB, you know what I mean? Like, you know,
I know that's the Well Actually guy, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
He's in the Well at one point. Yeah,
he is in the Well actually.
Yeah, right. But you know, and then on the other side you have, okay, I don't remember the name. Let's not say the name, but like the racist Clurf guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like.
Or, I know or, him. Yeah, I know
or,
him.
Or like the fascist. Yeah, I don't care to remember his name. Or but like, you know, but like, yeah, or a bunch of other like fascists. Or
like, you know, any of the million I guess right wing comic people who draw like, I don't know, Donald Trump like a huge muscle man or something.
Oh no, that's like, Ben Garrison.
That's the dude. That's what I'm thinking of. I couldn't remember.
And then there's like a
and tiny, it's just like what the fuck?
Yeah. But he's always contrasted with like a tiny weak Democrat. Right.
Yeah, or something like that.
And it's goofus and gallant.
Yeah, it's 100% that. Like, you know, the second if like Donald Trump lost him, like Donald Trump would be drawn as like, you know, some, I don't know, effeminate caricature.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. No, exactly. So, you know, but yeah.
Reality was never the point.
Yes, exactly. But anyway, so what's it called? So, and so this is a really old mode of discourse. And I sent you a comic before. Yes, I'm like, I don't want to talk about this.
Kids these days.
I'm not sure. So if we were on YouTube, we could like throw it up on the thing. I don't know if we're gonna do YouTube. Maybe we'll just do pencils, IlWiki. I don't know if pencils will throw up the what they're called. The fucking
Shall you want to do you want to describe it or should I?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, please do. Yeah,
okay. It's looks like a very old-timey kind of woodcut print. Two panels. The top one says, "Thus of old," and it portrays a man's foot in a stirrup, a muscly knight's arm holding a lance and a book, suggesting, I suppose, yeah, speaking of literate knightly warriors. But thus now, it's a man wearing a pansy stocking, dice and cards, a hand holding a pipe, smoking, yeah, and a wine goblet, suggesting, I can only assume, degeneracy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So thus of old.
Same as it fucking ever was.
Yes, thus now. Yeah, precisely. You know, this is an incredibly old mode of discourse. You know, look at you fool, you know, playing your dice. You should be killing people with your spear. Anyways, yes, but it's recent. Yeah. It's recently.
Like you could replace these with the muscly dog, normal small sad dog thing or whatever.
Yeah. Yes. It's the exact same. It's an ancient format.
Yes. Just that. Wow. We're truly carrying down the traditions of our fathers.
Yeah. But anyways.
Shitty memes.
But it has recently, and I say recently, like an American whatever, like I guess the past decade or so, I think Trump really accelerated it. I'm not a historian or a social person or social like criticism person. Yeah, so
the internet one way or the other.
Yeah, exactly. But it's become like the dominant mode of discourse. And in a lot of ways. And it's interesting to me, there's this so if you poke your head into literary circles, know, in particular the young adult literary scene or whatever, I try not to because they have a well-known
I do have friends in academia, but not me.
Well, you know, but whatever is like, you know, like the young adult Twitter or whatever has a reputation to be like the most toxic end of Twitter, which is saying something.
Yeah.
You know,
For a good reason, back in the day.
Yeah, well, you know, yes, exactly. So anyways, and the overarching ideology, I think, of the young adult literature thing, you know, is a didactic sort of, you know what I mean?
Like the literature world? You mean like the books themselves or?
Yeah, of the young adult, like literary. Yes, like, you know, it's like, it's like.
Like cautionary tales?
Yeah. Characters.
Like all like, I know.
Characters always have
one of those horrible books where the girl dies.
Yeah. They have to be explicitly coded as good and evil. You know what I mean? Like, you know, or, you know, yes, like virtuous and like demonstrate like politics all the time. You know,
Bobby drank, now he's dead.
Yes, exactly. Yes, precisely. You know, like, you know, or this fixation with like, you know, with like all art and entertainment. The phrase I'm like whatevering for this, because I don't know if anybody's had a phrase for it. I think the fascists and shit would call it woke or something, you know, but that's stupid. That's stupid.
And
they partake in it too because they're always talking about degeneracy, you know what I mean? Yes. Like, you know,
Degeneracy, or like
pornography, or you know, the way, you know, but like, you know, what's it called? Like, you know, but I think
they're posting bikini babes and shit, like whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but whatever is neo-moralism, like it's in sort of neo. You know, that's what I'm sort of driving. But that's sort of neo-moralism, you know, where there's a desire for all of this, you know what I mean? You know, all art must be didactic.
Okay.
Right. That seems to be like an overriding ideology or belief. You know what I mean? You know, to the point where hear me, because whatever, there seem to be a faction that even resists the idea of non-didactic art.
I mean, I'm struggling to come up with non-didactic right-wing art examples.
Well, you shouldn't, and this isn't a right or left wing thing, because they're all doing it, but it's pointing it in different directions.
Okay.
That's sort of my thesis here. Does that make sense? You know, so when Martin Scorsese is like, you know, this isn't cinema, you know what I mean? The Marvel stuff. Like the Marvel people flip the fuck out. You know, I don't know if you remembered that, you know.
No, not at all. I mean, it's not.
it's not your sphere. Fine. Well, it's not my sphere either, but I like sort of keep an ear to the ground. You know what I mean?
I've actually been watching a lot of movies over these pandemic times. Yeah. I was in a movie group, so I've been exposed to a lot of interesting things. So
cool.
Marvel stuff's not great. Also, my kid's been getting into like Akira Kurosawa movies.
Oh yeah, I've been watching a lot of Kurosawa.
He has imprinted real hard on Toshirô Mifune, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, no, what's it called? The other year I saw Yojimbo for the first time, and
yeah, it's real good.
Oh god, it's rules. And what's the sequel called?
Sanjuro.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, that one was good too. Anyways, but I'm sorry, but so these films, those
are good movies, guys.
Yeah, those here's the thing. You know what? You brought this up. That's great. Those are very interesting films.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're not didactic, or you know,
no, not
or,
really.
or pornographic. You know, according to Joyce's whatever. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like.
They make you think a little bit.
Yeah, well, there's other shit going on, is the point.
A lot.
Right? You know, more than just like, oh shit, I want to be this cool swordsman, or oh man, that guy, you know, he doesn't live the right way. You know what I mean? Like, you know, mm-hmm. like characters are thinking about things and making choices.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, and like there's a story, you know, like at the end of Sanjuro, you know what I mean? Like, you know, mm-hmm. like that duel at the end that he tries to prevent, and you know what I mean? Someone dies horribly.
Yeah.
There's sort of a tragic, you know what I mean? These two people respect each other. Yeah, you know, I'm sorry. If our listeners haven't seen this film, they're really good. But you know what?
Pretty old. Anyway, watch the movie, guys.
I'm not worried about spoilers. I'm worried about them not knowing what the fuck we're talking about.
Oh, okay. Watch the movie, then finish our podcast.
Whatever. Sure. Yeah. Your Jimbo Sanjuro. Yeah. Just take a detour. You'll be glad you did. They were shit rock. Anyways, you know. But yeah. So you know. Yes, you know, and so Scorsese's like, you know, the Marvel stuff isn't cinema, and he's right, you know, and there's a lot of, and that sort of creeps into all different forms of art and entertainment, art, you know what I mean, like, you know, and yeah, like there's like this rejection of, mm-hmm. you know, the idea that like art can be non-didactic, you know what I mean, like, or should be non-didactic. You know what I mean? Like, you know, should ever be.
Go into the Discord denouncing all the didactic Dominions 5 memes. Pointing out that pushing the horrible beast evolving back into the water. Rude. No, more levels than my friends. Never let them on land.
As a pro Water Nation player.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know,
this is all just an elaborate ruse. make a land for it. This is incredible.
Yeah, you look behind you and I've constructed a fort in your garage. A mere 6 days. But now I am nigh impregnable. You were defeated. That's it. Yeah. You know, I'm the idea doesn't go any further. You know, obviously I'm like, you know, I'm not, I mean I don't want to rail again. I think the thing about the neo-moralist thing is that it's a symptom of other shit.
It's just something I guess you probably shouldn't do unexamined, I suppose.
Well, here's the whatever. We're talking to Rat, and Rat's a, you know, a hardcore Marxist, you know, and nice. I am like a sort of, I guess, vulgar Marxist, mm-hmm. you know. I was like, you know, I'm like the thing operating here, I was going to say, doesn't seem very material. You know, here's turtle, you know, like turtle, very bad, whatever. I'm going to be criticized roundly by far people than I, but whatever it is, like, you know, like, so the thing about liberalism, you know, and both Democrats and Republicans are liberals in the classic sense.
Okay.
Right. You know, like, you know, liberal capitalism, whatever.
Yeah.
Is that like it's philosophically it's idealist, like it believes that ideas create, you know what I mean? Like the Republican version goes something like, you know, like if you were good and virtuous,
bootstraps.
If you were good and virtuous and like put up by your bootstraps, you would like have the wealth that you like deserve.
If you're homeless, you must deserve it.
Well, yes, that's their whatever.
Being poor, well, that's a moral failing. Unless it's me.
Fair enough. And the Democrats have another version, goes something like if you were like educated in the right way, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Stupid. Well, I guess you're subhuman.
Yeah, if you like read the right books and like lived in the right place and like, you know, if you
were college.
Like, yeah, if you went to college, that's huge, of course, you know. If you practiced the right whatever, yeah, you know, there's anyways, you know. I think especially on like the liberal end, you know, which is the Marvel / young adult monolith, you know. You know, I think there was a doubling down on what I'm calling neo-moralism, or became more extreme in response to the Trump stuff.
All right.
Because you know, from their perspective, you know, like if you're the art people are making and consuming is transmitting the right ideology, like everyone is going to be, everything's going to be okay. Oh,
some people, yeah, I guess some people really focus on this a whole lot. Yeah.
Yeah, does that make sense? Yeah. Yeah. And like, they
you know, yeah. Yeah, some yeah, people place like a lot of, I guess importance
yes.
on what movies or representations being made in movies.
Yeah, it's films, very
cartoons.
It's fucking weird, right? Like okay. Well, no offense to our listeners, you know, but like, you know, but like cartoons especially, like fucking like, you know, like Rick and Morty or whatever, like, you know, like, oh, like, you know, I'm sad, or you know, and like you know, there's a whole genre of cartoon, BoJack Horseman, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't watch either of those, I'm in love with you.
you know, like I don't enjoy these whatever's, and your people are free to, you know, but you know, but whatever else can be said about them, what can't be said about them is they're like especially deep, you know, there's not a lot going on there, you know. Like
I've had people argue that there's a lot going on in these things, but I've also never seen them, so I haven't been able to. Just like, you know, okay.
I have seen, well, my girlfriend's watched them, and I've like been around her, and I've walked through the room, and I see a thing, so that's my exposure, you know, whatever. But anyways, you know, this creeping of didactic art, or the idea that art is or ought to be fundamentally didactic. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean, like, you know, the creeping of into, you know, a term I've seen, you know, wielded against people who criticize this idea, like they called Scorsese, oh, he's a film bro, and he's film bros. Whatever. What? You
know what I feel like anything that ends with bro should probably be.
I know it's an attempt to lump in this critique with fascist shit. You know, does that make sense? You know what I mean?
Like, kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, usually when people start saying bros, I just assume that they're being like, you know, like the Bernie bro thing, like, oh, these people are young and they have opinions and they're rude now.
Yeah, yeah.
Thus invalidating all their opinions because they couldn't be nice enough.
Well, yeah. Well, again, like, that nice enough thing. Like, you know, I think that comes from a place where people think, like, again, the belief here is that, like, if you have the right ideology and you think the right thoughts, you know what I mean? Like, you know, that will, like, create your reality.
All right.
You know, and so that's the whatever. But anyways, that's it. I just, yeah, and I, so, the, well, I guess that's sort of the end of
where
I'm thinking. Well, thank you, Ramp.
No problem. We should do another one of these days and talk about the game long over by now. No, not Bad Gods. That's still going somehow.
Bad Gods rules.
God bless. I hear people are still getting killed by the Furies or whatever, the Aranies.
Good. Fuck them.
Yeah. Excellent. But we should talk about the 12 Cities game.
Oh shit! Yeah, we should have that. What was the guy who was second?
The guy was second place.
Sy or something? S-Y?
I remember the last guy standing was just begging for me to kill him because I was taking too fucking long.
That sounds like you. You're a monster. Like,
just fight me. And I'm like, why would I do a maybe thing when I can do a sure thing? Just dodging around.
Yeah, that sounds like you. And guess what?
What an incredible fucking Darth Trebuchet. Thank you.
Oh, gosh.
Giant head. I'm so sorry. So sorry about your loss.
All right.
I thought you were going to win that. All right.
Me?
I thought you were.
Yeah, I aimed to. But...
You definitely had a better plan.
Well, you know, it's all right. Sometimes the dice are unkind.
Yeah, basically. We can get into it more another time, perhaps.
For me, literally half the time, the dice are unkind.
I suppose that's true with your win record.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, exactly. You know, it's something
significantly worse for me.
Well, you
secret is volume.
It's true. I was about to say. You know, once again, it's not a contest, Ramp. All right. All right. Any questions about this dumb shit I wanted to talk about tonight?
I mean, I guess I don't think so.
Yeah.
What sort of art does modding fall under? I have to ask.
Modding? Oh shit! Interesting.
Like clowns? Is that? I feel like that's probably.
Yeah, no, I
actual art.
Yeah, no, I would consider that to be as long as your art is engaged in something beyond very crude forms, or not even very crude. As long as your art is engaged in something beyond attempting to manipulate the viewer,
mm-hmm.
or the audience, you know what I mean?
Excellent.
You heard
it, folks. My mods are art.
Well, why not?
Sure.
What else are we doing? All right. Okay. Well, I'll shut the fuck up. Anyways, so thank you, Ramp, for your indulgence.
No problem. Glad to be back on the Ruby Discourse wagon again.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. Well. All right. Fine. We'll fucking record some about Dominions.
Kind of did a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. You stuck.
I tried.
Well, it's okay. We'll do 12. You know what? We'll do like a catch up roundup episode. How's that? Yeah, sound? Like
12 cities. Maybe yeah. We'll talk about bad gods, even though we're just kind of winging it by now. All right.
Just a bunch of shit. All right, great.
All right, guys. This has been Rank.
And I'm Turtle.
All right. See you around.
Good night.